Vous écoutez L'Autre Monde, nous sommes au Ripfest, and we are with a band called Artruth. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, and you? And congratulations for the game?
Yeah, that's it, through to the next round.
So, yeah.
Football's coming home.
Yeah, hopefully.
We are in Tours, our city, for the Ripfest. Did you bring something special for tonight?
Yeah, always. We play every show like it, you know, it means the most. So, you know, we just perform the best we can, and hopefully the crowd love it. It'll be good. We like to keep it aggressive, hard. You know, we plan to be one of the most hardest bands on stage. Do you know what I mean? So that's the way we like to keep it.
Your last album, Cruz Gota, was out 2 years ago. How did the audience receive this album?
I think it went well. The audience, as you call it, has been waiting a long time for it. We'd had a few issues with the band, or one member, me, because I write a lot of the material for Cold, well, just about most of it for Cold Hard Truth, but I wasn't about. I had a big prison sentence, so I think we was 4 years waiting, weren't we? So when we brought the Truth Getter album out, we wanted it to be hard, heavy, just what people had been waiting for. And I think it's done well. What do you say, Sam?
Yeah, I think the reception's been really good. So like in the last year or two, Cold Hard Truth played like a lot more places than ever before. The band's been going for 10 years.
And yeah, 11 now.
Yeah, getting on for 11 years, and we've managed to sort of play more and more countries, obviously, which is really exciting.
Bigger crowds,
more different places, a lot of different places throughout the UK that we didn't used to play as much, which is obviously really exciting. Just to keep that rolling, there's still a lot of places we want to go. We still
play the old songs as well as the new ones, because we have to cater for everybody, do you know what I mean? And some people like the old stuff better than the new. You know, so, but yeah, the Truth Getter album did well, and I think it's still doing well.
It's a weird situation, because not every band goes through what Cold Hard Truth has been through, with a prison sentence, with a member nearly dying in a car crash, with a lot of other things that have gone on. So the fact that people have received, the fact that we're still going is good in itself, but we've been to more places than the band's ever been in the past 2 years, I'd say, since Sam joined the band. I'm kind of in the band by default, because I was just close with the band during all the trouble, and I'd never played guitar before, so I'm not actually a guitarist, but I play guitar in Cold Hard Truth now. I kind of only know how to play the Cold Hard Truth set on guitar, that's the way it is. But when Sam joined the band, we kind of like took a step up in terms of activity, and we're in the middle of writing another record. So
yeah, just started to write another record.
It's moving fast. But the landscape's changed a lot since Tim went to prison. Like, things changed. I was in a band before this, obviously, other bands, and when Tim went into prison, things were different. And then when he came out, like, obviously, it was a different landscape for the band, and he basically wrote a whole record while he was in there, on guitar, vocals, everything was done in a cell. And that's what the record's about.
Yeah.
The next record's about being out of a cell. So it's, exciting.
Yeah, we're hoping to be recording towards the end of this year. So we're hoping, like, 2019, the new album.
Yeah. Yeah, with Stu McKay. Big up Stu McKay.
Yeah, big up Stu McKay, our sound engineer.
Hashtag discount.
Yeah. From Studio 6.
In Swindon. Yeah, stamping Stu.
Yeah, so we're pretty hard. We're going to steady up on the shows after we've got this show, and then we're in then we've got Denmark, Germany and Belgium.
Yeah, in August.
And then after that, we're going to steady up and concentrate on the writing. This album's going to be, it's going to be a lot more input off the band. And normally it's me who just writes everything, but I've decided for everyone to sort of get their heads together and have their own input as far as riffs, vocal patterns, lyrics, all, you know, styles. Keep the same style, make it hard, aggressive and to the point. But catchy as well, if you know what I mean.
The first thing that I said to Tim when I joined the band was that there's a kind of midpoint between the two Cold Hard Truth albums that's the perfect Cold Hard Truth sound. And I think we're starting to hit that on this album. Just that sweet spot balance of the sort of the technical aspects and the catchier aspects, the harder aspects.
Yeah, simple stuff. Put it together and try and come up with...
Cold Hard Truth's very much a hardcore band played by metalheads and metal music played by people that like hardcore. You know, it's
a crossover,
somewhere in between. So, you know, that's what we're trying to aim for.
To make something like a Chinese portrait of the band, if Cold Hard Truth was an animal, what kind of animal would it be?
Great white.
Apex predator. What, yeah. Land or sea?
Land or sea, the apex predator.
Yeah.
So it'd be...
Everything's about competition.
Yeah. It's all about competition, the pecking order being at the top. The strongest, the fittest, the hardest will survive, that sort of business. So
I think a fucking scorpion, because you can't fucking kill a scorpion. You can't kill a scorpion, like, no matter what, can you? Like, goes for anything, it's still there.
Stamp on it. Let's not talk about killing animals.
That's a good question, though. That was.
Yeah, it's good.
That was a good question.
It's kind of different. A few different animals, not just one.
I think Wolverine.
Yeah,
that's just absolutely mental.
There's something where we're from, especially where Tim lives. It's a myth. How do you say myth?
A legend.
Folklore.
Yeah.
Known as the Black Shuck.
And it's a devil dog.
It's a dog.
It's an animal. And when you see it, you've got a loved one will die after 365 days. So I think that's a perfect thing to.
It's a dog, it's the devil, but in the form of a canine, a dog, big black dog, and it's reported to have bright green eyes.
Yeah, red eyes.
Red eyes. Yeah.
Well, our lyrics are based around that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of folklore in there. Verbal nods.
Yeah.
Always keep your mouth shut.
That's it.
And if Cold Hard Truth was a building, what kind of building would it be?
A gym.
Wow.
That's
a tough question.
That's
buildings
a very,
don't do a lot.
No.
What's a building that...
I think something big.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a project building, personally.
It's not going to be the Shard.
Yeah, we're definitely not the Shard or the Eiffel Tower.
It's going to be a big, horrible looking, like,
intimidating place to be.
It's got to be the most haunted house or castle in the world.
Do you reckon? Yeah. It would be, let me think, what's it called? What's that place called? Oh, into an island.
Oh, like a fort.
Oh, fuck.
I forgot what it's called. Castle.
I remember.
Castle.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, castle.
Castle's a strong,
big, grim, black castle.
Old school.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, be a castle.
That's a difficult question.
There we go. Always a tough question.
There is always a message in the hardcore scene. Mm-hmm. What is your message?
Right.
Talk to the police.
Yeah, that is one. That's mainly on the new album that will be coming out. Basically, Deliver the Fear was what it said, basically just revenge, vengeance, payback, all that, but not really a big theme. The Truth Getter album was about, it's based around me basically. So when I'd gone to prison, there was a lot of people that had spoke to the police, a lot of people had stole a lot of money off me, all that sort of business. So my lyrics are really deep and strong, meaning Truth Getter. I get out, I get the truth off people by causing pain. Basically, that's what it is.
But it's just
but it's
just art. There's no truth.
At the end of the day, your hands are tied. So basically, if you can beat people with your lyrics and your music and your material, you know, and do well out of it, focus, make it into a positive, that way, then I think you're doing well. The next album that we're going to be bringing out is basically same sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Truth Guy was written while he was locked up, so he couldn't do anything. The next record, we're kind of toying with intimidation, and that's kind of about what happens when you let someone out that you've snitched on.
Yeah, grass. Talk to the police, yeah. Anything like that. That's what it's about. It's a mixture of things. It'd be a mixture of... It'd be a mixture, won't it? Won't we just completely about that?
Well, it's basically... It's
still early doors. Still early, yet. We don't quite... We ain't got every lyric, you know, done yet. It's just... we'll just take it as it comes.
It's there's kind of a cliche sometimes people in bands say, if I wasn't doing this band, I'd be in prison. Mm-hmm. You heard that in interviews, lots of people say that. Well, this band lived that, so...
Yeah.
If he wasn't doing this band, probably would. So that's what the next record is about, staying out of prison.
I will give you 5 items and you can pick one. You can choose between Clark Kent glasses, the Red Riding Hood little basket, the sneakers of Marty McFly, the Sherlock Holmes violins, or the Indiana Jones hat. Which item would you pick?
Yeah. Can we have Indiana Jones's whip? Well, I quite like them. I'll answer for myself. I want those Marty McFly sneakers.
Yeah,
because you can sell them for about 10
I knew
grand.
You'd say that. what's she got?
A little basket, and inside there is a butter.
A bottle of what?
You don't know what
changed my mind.
You don't know what's in there. His glasses. His hat.
Indiana Jones's hat.
Yeah.
Legendary bit of costume.
Yeah. Well, I've got to agree with one of you two now. That's answered.
You're you. you'd probably pick that violin.
You wouldn't yeah.
He collects guitars. Yeah. He's like a guitar geek.
Every time I come to band practice, I've got a different guitar, so I probably have to go for the violin.
It's quite annoying because we never sound the same.
Yeah. I don't know if that's my fault.
So we've got the hat, the trainers, and a violin. Yeah. That's going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah. And you can buy them all from our merch table for €20 each.
A last word you would like to say to your French listeners?
All I'd like to say is just keep supporting our core, try to go to as many shows as you can, support the bands, buy the merch. We're not in it for the money, you know, bands ain't, but if we can just cover the travel costs and everything, it keeps the whole hardcore scene moving. Do you know what I mean? And I think basically that's how it's been, isn't it? I don't want to get political about it, but basically, you know, just keep turning up to shows and support our core.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. Like, we've all got a normal job, you know, this is just something to do. It's like a release of aggression and, you know, dealing with work and all that shit at the weekend, you know, and specifically to people in France, like, Collar Trooper basically never really played France until, like, last year, and then we came over, everybody's really welcoming and treated us like, you know, a lot better than we probably should be treated, and we've come back again, it's the same, and that's, you know, that's the best thing ever, isn't it, really, that people treat you like that.
Yeah, I want to shout out Ripfest, the fest we're at right now, because this is awesome hospitality and everyone's been really nice, and it's the first fest I think I've ever had a shower at, so that's cool.
Yeah, showers are really important.
Yeah, more showers in hardcore is the message of Call Out True.
No, the French scene has always been big in the UK, and there's been close connections with France and the UK for years and years and years. Bands like Stormcore, Kickback, they all affected us as kids.
Providence.
Great band.
Yeah.
Lazar.
Awesome. Yeah, Lazar.
Lazar, got a shout out, Lazar.
Awesome French bands where we was younger and, you know, it was a big influence. So, you know, we've got a lot of respect for the French hardcore scene and the French bands.
Le Spirit du Clan.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Good accent.
It was alright, that. What are you on about?
Yeah, sounds good.
You don't know where
at least I'm making an effort. Shout out all those old bands. Some of those bands are still going as well. Like, still doing their things.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.